The annual Winter We Can't Cope at the Hospitals headlines back with a vengeance. We've got Official Information Act figures that show that at one ED they've got nearly 3,000 patients, about a third waiting longer than 6 hours to be treated. The medical director at Northcare A&E, Peter Boot, he's seeing 62 patients in a 12-hour shift. Safe practice says that should be about 20, not the 62. And Peter is with us. Peter, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Worst you've seen it or not?
Well, I didn't mind it, but it was very, very hard work. And everything went okay, but it needn't have happened that way.
So what's going on? Is it sheer demand? In other words, people are just lining up, and or lack of staff?
It's really lack of staff.
So how do you get around that? If you haven't got anyone, you haven't got anybody.
That's right. So we have a really beautiful state-of-the-art clinic in the middle of the North Shore of Auckland, and yet we've advertised, and we find it extremely difficult to get any young doctors now.
So are you just poaching? I was talking about teachers earlier on. They're just poaching other teachers. They go to other schools and poach. You know, in other words, they're not growing the pie. Are you the same in medicine?
That's right. And what the government's just done in trying to set up an alternative arrangement and pay doctors huge amounts of money to go and do something elsewhere has actually been really counterproductive, because young doctors will just bounce around and they won't commit themselves to a practice or anything. They just run around and go to the highest bidder.
Mm. Is there partially a message to be sent to people not to turn up at A&E unless they really need A&E as opposed to a doctor?
When you're talking about A&E, are you talking about the public hospital ones or private ones?
Well, whatever. People just turn up and when they could go to a doctor. I mean, I've been in there myself. You see people there and you think, how sick are you really? And they've just turned up on the off chance that someone's going to be able to see them. That's part of the numerical problem.
Well, that's what we do. We look after sick people when they need to come in, and we're very well set up to do that. We just have a real manpower problem.
So, you've had this for ages. No one seems to have addressed it. Can you address it? I mean, it's all very well to say we need more doctors, we need more nurses. If we don't pay enough and we haven't been doing this for months in the build-up, then we were always going to end up with the trouble we've got, weren't we?
Mike, look, I'm not a complainer in this world, and there are some very, very obvious solutions to this.
Give them to me.
So New Zealand trains a very large number of doctors. You know, it's like $200 or $300 doctors a year at least. And, well, it's more than that. And our doctors are some of the best in the world. They're sought after. Every country wants them. And that's where they go, because they come out of medical school owing a huge amount of money from, from their university fees. And they are young people. They need to pay off their student loans. They need to make some money. They want to buy a house. If they were to go into general practice or anything, they might want to buy into a practice. They just need money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the way things are set up in New Zealand, the government has squeezed and sort of ignored general practice. So it's just not a realistic option. So currently, they're trying to have schemes to take young doctors out and show them how wonderful it would be to a GP. Well, to be a GP, and sure, look, it is great. I love it. But if the money's not there, they just can't do it.
Exactly. Peter, good insight. Appreciate it very much. Peter Boot, Medical Director at Northcare A&E.